there are signs of God's creation in every one of the elements which comprise technology. One of these elements is metallurgy, in other words, the production and purification of metals. Metallurgy is the starting point for technology. The existence of suitable metals and the means whereby human beings can melt and shape these metals are therefore essential to it. The first of these means is fire. It is thanks to fire that man is able to melt metals. Metals are the only natural conductors of electricity. The electronics industry is thus a result of the existence of fire. Michael Denton says the following on this subject. Our ability to handle fire is no trivial ability, because it was only through the use of fire that technological advance was possible. Through fire came metallurgy and metal tools, and eventually chemical knowledge. Fire begins with the ignition of combustible objects. It is the carbon it contains which allows an object to burn. When carbon and oxygen react, they release large quantities of heat, which we see and feel as flame. However, there is an interesting point here. Some 20% of the Earth's atmosphere consists of oxygen. Carbon is found in all living things, including our bodies. In other words, the materials for fire exist side by side all over the world. So why is it that they do not immediately react together? Why do our bodies and all other organisms not suddenly burst into flames? The answer lies in the astonishing properties of fire. The chemical properties of oxygen and carbon have been so carefully arranged that they only react together and give rise to fire at very high temperatures. For that reason, a high temperature is essential for fire to appear. Someone trying to make fire by rubbing sticks together is actually raising the temperature by means of friction. In striking a match, you have to heat it in a moment by rubbing the head against a rough surface. If carbon and oxygen had a rather high tendency to react together, people, trees, and animals would suddenly catch fire when the air temperature went up. That would become an almost everyday phenomenon. For example, this plant living in the desert could suddenly burst into flames like a tinderbox when the air temperature reached its highest level in the middle of the day. That, of course, would make it difficult to speak of life on Earth at all. If oxygen and carbon required even greater heat in order to react than they actually do, then people would be unable to make fire at all. Fire would be a mythical form of energy which only emerged when lightning struck a forest. In short, the properties of oxygen and carbon have been created with such sensitive balances that they are in the best possible form for being used and kept under control. What human beings call the discovery of fire is actually fire being placed at the service of mankind by God. God draws attention to this fact in the Quran and reveals that fire has been specially created. He who produces fire for you from green trees so that you use them to light your fires. The earth we live on is a perfect environment for making fire. And this specially created environment is the starting point for the technology we possess today. Denton also refers to the environmental factors in the use of fire. The use of fire is, of course, dependent on additional environmental factors, on the availability of wood, for example, and relatively dry conditions. Unless these additional factors were also favorable, then despite all the physical and mental adaptations which makes us human, and despite the fitness of the earth as an abode for carbon-based life, neither fire, metallurgy, chemistry, nor any scientific progress would have been possible. Indeed, human beings' physical structure, in other words, their hands, arms, ability to move, and sense of sight, are ideally suited to being able to use fire. God has created the human body with a perfection allowing it to meet all its needs. He has also given human beings a brain, and thus the intelligence and skill with which to use fire. For instance, we could have come into a world without arms. In that event, it would have been impossible for us to make fire and shape metals, and therefore to develop technology. Or, our intelligence level could have been much lower, and we could have lacked the awareness with which to understand and shape the world around us. In that event, we could not even have described our technological needs. Yet, God has given us intellect with which to think, 5 marvelous senses with which to perceive the world, and a body with which to meet our needs in the best possible manner. It is thanks to these that we are able to take advantage of His blessings, found civilizations, and develop technology. All these are blessings from God. We are reminded of the endless nature of these blessings in a verse from the Quran. If you tried to number God's blessings, you could never count them. God is ever forgiving, most merciful. As well as the fact that fire can be made and kept under control in the world, it also possesses another feature which supports metallurgy. All the metals in the world, and especially iron, melt and become liquid at a temperature which fire is capable of achieving. For instance, a temperature of 1530 degrees is necessary to melt iron, and that can only be achieved by a powerful fire. Were even higher temperatures to be needed to melt iron, then no fuel in the world could achieve them. For which reason metallurgy would again be impossible. In that case, of course, there could be no technological progress, and civilizations could not be established. After briefly summarizing mankind's scientific development, Denton makes the following comment. But although the journey was long, the evidence increasingly suggests that the end was never in doubt. that we followed a path already charted to an end foreseen, and that our success was not in the least a matter of contingency. We have been drawn along a predetermined path from the discovery of fire to the birth of science, to the revelation of our own centrality in the order of nature. The truth expressed by Professor of Biochemistry Michael Denton in scientific terminology is the truth learned from the Quran by every believer. God created the world for human life, placed all that exists on earth at the service of mankind, and enriched it with a variety of blessings, as God reveals in the verses of the Quran. God is He who created the heavens and the earth, and sends down water from the sky, and by it brings forth fruits as provision for you. He has made the ships subservient to you to run upon the sea by His command, and He has made the rivers subservient to you, and He has made the sun and moon subservient to you, holding steady to their courses, and He has made the night and days subservient to you. He has given you everything you have asked Him for. If you tried to number God's blessings, you could never count them. Man is indeed wrongdoing, ungrateful.